किस घड़ी में
your call this evening. The three stars India has been searching this week. Rani Mukherjee, Kareena Kapoor, Aamir Khan. Thanks so much for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Well, before we go to what's going to happen this weekend, let's just go back to where it all began. Let's just see some of the best of Aamir, Kareena and Rani.
Kaisi hai meri awaaz? Kaisi hai meri mehak? कैसा है मेरा एहसास?
पापा कहते हैं बड़ा नाम करेगा, चिनक चिनताना वो धुन तो बजाना।
मैं अपनी फेवरेट हूँ। मैं तुम्हें कैसे लगती हूँ? पता है?
अभी तो मिले हैं, दोस्ती तो दूर की बात है। बस एक एक्सीडेंट था सूरी।
तुम्हारे बारे में बातें हो रही है जो तुम्हारे करियर के लिए बिल्कुल अच्छी नहीं है।
किसके साथ रहते हो रात भर?
प्यार हो गया क्या मुझसे? साथ
पता नहीं क्या ढूंढ रहा हूँ। ऐसा लगता है सारे जवाब मेरे सामने हैं, लेकिन मुझे नजर नहीं आ रहे।
Wow. I think when all of us watch that, we realize what a huge body of work and what talent we have sitting right here. So thanks very much again for being here. But Rani, when you look back at that, and I think all of you must have watched some of those movies grown up in those years while you were doing those films, what comes to your mind as another film is being released?
Hope.
It's still as bad as the first film, Gulam?
I wouldn't say bad. I think bad is a wrong word. I think it's just the angst. It's just the anxiety and the anxiousness that actually we feel. And also the kind of reaction or the kind of reaction we actually looking for from an audience, because we work so hard for them and we want to make an impression on the audience and with our work. So it's always that, are they going to like our work? Are they going to like the character? Are they going to like the film? So I think these questions are the same any year you come out with the film.
Every Friday is still a step.
Every Friday, yes.
Kareena, watching yourself, watching Aamir, watching Rani, what do you think about how the three of you have grown in these years and now in this film?
Well, obviously, I think all of us here are just diehard fans. I think we're hugest fans of Aamir. Yes, of course. I think everyone knows, the world knows, I'm the biggest fan of Aamir. And just you know, standing with him, working with him. And I think two of the most special films in my career. One was, of course, Three Idiots, and then now Talash back to back.
Because you must have watched Papa Kehte Hain when you were in school or college, and then you're now co-starring with him and in Three Idiots as well.
He's seen me on the sets of Karishma sets.
Andaaz Apna Apna.
So that, I mean, they're all actually Karishma's co-stars. And I was obviously standing behind the camera, hoping that one day, oh God, when I get to romance, you know, like Aamir Khan. And sure enough, I was lucky to be dancing in the rain. So in that case, I'm a lucky girl, yes.
I mean, that's one thing with Hindi film heroes. You can grow older, but the heroines get younger.
Well, I'm not complaining.
But tell us now about this latest movie, Talash. And of course, you have all the questions about the choices of films and what subjects you do. But what draws you to this film, or what drew you specifically to this film?
Well, like in most cases, it was a story. And when I heard the narration from Reema, I was very fascinated, and I was driven, like sucked into the story as I was listening to it. And as the story progressed, it was getting more and more intriguing for me, and my suspicion was going on to various people. So very engrossing and engaging. But I also realized it's, you know, very slowly I realized it's a very moving film as well. And I found that as the story progressed towards the end of it, I was in tears.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized that here is a film which is not merely a suspense film. Of course, it is a suspense film. But along with that, on another layer, it's a film about coming to terms with loss. And that is something that each one of us goes through.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are close to people who we don't want to lose. It could be your husband, your wife, your parents, your siblings, your friends, your lover. And we don't want to lose someone who's close to us. But invariably, either we've already lost someone who's close to us and that, and we are wounded by that. Or in the future, we will lose somebody close to us. And this is a fact of life. And not many of us are able to come to terms with it well enough. And we are not able to grieve it and, you know, let it pass through us. So this is a film about coming to terms with loss. It's about that aspect of life as well. So I found it really wonderful and very moving and very intriguing and engaging as well.
What remains of the Aamir we saw the early years, the Aamir we saw with Rani in Gulam, the Aamir we saw in Qayamat Se Qayamat Tak, what remains of that Aamir in the movies now when you act?
You know, I feel I'm the same guy.
Really? Is he the same, Rani?
Not at all.
I think
he's become more handsome now. Before he was a chocolate boy in Qayamat Se Qayamat Tak. And I think women all over, women, girls, all over the world just loved him, and they all wanted to be Juhi Chawla at that point of time so that he could mouth those dialogues to them. I was like one of them, and I always looked in to the mirror in the bathroom and I would say, when would Aamir say those lines to me? And when would I tell him that mere paav tale zameen nikal gayi?
But then he said, aati kya khandala?
Yes, and then he said, aati kya khandala to me, and I was like one of the luckiest teenagers that time. So yes, of course, there's been a huge change. I feel as an admirer, as part of the audience who loves to watch an Aamir Khan film, I think he's grown from one performance to the other, strength to strength.
Mm-hmm.
And each performance of his has left a mark on all of our, like in all of our hearts. And yes, and his choice of roles, his choice of films has been tremendous.
You said he was still the same. Why do you think that?
I mean, for me, the thing is, I can't see myself. Like, you can't see yourself. So for me, within me, I'm working in the same way. I've always been passionate about films. I still am. I've always given my 100%. I still do. Of course, I've learned along the way, and I'm hoping grown better as an actor, more skillful as an actor. With experience, I've gained a lot of things.
The spontaneity is still
there. Yeah, I think so. I hope so. In a sense, I'm still the same. In a sense, in these last 24 years, I'm still, every time I give a shot, I'm searching for that magical moment that sometimes happens, sometimes doesn't.
But let's go across, because this is your call. We've got questions from across India. Let's go to questions first from Delhi. Let's go to that.
You play a cop in this movie, and can you explain the, you know, the present fetish for forces? Because Shah Rukh plays an army officer in Jab Tak Hai Jaan, and Salman is playing a cop in Dabang 2. So can you explain this fetish for forces, all the super Khans playing, you know, men in uniform?
Hi Aamir, this is Anshul from Delhi. I don't have to ask any question from you because I really love the movies you do. They are really blockbusters for me, at least. But I just have a suggestion to make. Why don't you do movies with Shah Rukh Khan? I think you both will look pretty well together.
The first question was, why are we playing cops or uniformed people in our films? It's just a coincidence. So that's a simple answer. The second question was what?
I think about, one was about when you're going to act with Shah Rukh.
Well, I would like to, but that depends on the script coming up. I'm sure both of us would be happy to work together.
And how do you think any producer will be able to afford both of you together?
Well, I don't charge a fee, so I'm sure it'll be all right.
Okay. If you produce the film, then maybe.
No. I'm serious. I don't
charge a fee. No, I'm saying if you produce the film, then maybe you could get both of you together as well.
No, either way. I don't think Shah Rukh and I are very fussy about our fees either way.
Well, you're of course playing a police inspector in this movie,
yeah.
And I have the Delhi Police Commissioner, Mr. Neeraj Kumar,
okay,
on the phone line for you. And Mr. Neeraj Kumar, go ahead with your question for Aamir Khan. Of course, Kareena and Rani are also here, so you're very welcome to ask them a question as well, especially Rani, who's a policeman's wife. But go ahead, Mr. Neeraj Kumar, with your question for Aamir.
First of all, my compliments. You play the roles of police officers extremely well.
Thank you.
And you bring us glory.
Thank you.
My question to you is, I know that in Talash you are looking for a criminal, mm-hmm. for a murderer, but mm-hmm. what is your Talash in life?
Well, that's a nice question. My what I'm searching for in life, I suppose, is happiness, is peace, is joy, excitement, love from the people who I'm close to, and time spent with the people who I'm close to, and you know, safety and security of the people who are my close and loved ones. This is what I'm always looking for in my life.
In fact, Mr. Kumar, I just wanted to say we've seen Amir as a very, very fit police inspector. When our Delhi police force, you told me that you're going to make sure they lose weight. When our Delhi police force going to be as fit as Amir Khan is in a police uniform?
Well, I believe you did not like our strictness, and you know, you took us to task last evening in your program.
Who, me?
No,
oh, you?
To me.
Ah,
okay. No, I didn't. But Mr. Kumar, do you think, also a question really to Rani Mukherjee, the policeman's wife, when you watch as a police commissioner now, and when you watch many, many roles of police inspectors being placed on played on screen, what do you think? Do you think they could do a good job of it, or do you think that if they could come and be in my shoes one day, they'd know what it's all about?
No, by and large, I must say, in the Hindi movies, also in the movies made in the South, police are projected very positively. They are projected as superheroes, and sometimes they are made to look like buffoons. So I'm quite happy with the way the policemen are portrayed. I would like to ask one more question to Mr. Amir Khan.
Sure.
That has he ever thought of doing something for the police martyrs, the families of policemen who die in the line of duty?
Sure. Yeah, no, it's certainly something that I should be thinking of. All of us should be thinking of, and I would certainly like to do something in this regard.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Rish Kumar. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. That is great. But Amir, when you both of you for your role. You've acted as a police inspector in Salfaroj before.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find, or do you really appreciate, what did you find interesting about being a policeman, or well, what policemen actually do? Because often their image is pretty bad in India. So what do you find interesting about
it? Yeah, the thing is that when I was doing Salfaroj, I did a lot of research and met a lot of cops, constables, inspectors, IPS officers, to understand what their lives are like and what they face. And when I actually began spending time with them, I realized that we don't really know what they go through. We don't really have an understanding of the problems that they face. And we only see the bad side of things. And we only accuse or point fingers or blame.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of things that cops do which go unreported, unrecorded, because at least publicly, because when they solve something, we don't get to know about it.
Right.
You know, when they preempt something, we don't get to know about it. It's only when there's something bad happens that's reported. So the good that they do is never reported. That is number one. Number two, you know, there are so many issues that they face, so many problems that they face. One of the things that I personally feel very strongly about is that there should be, I mean, you know, the police force should be separated from, you know,
transfers and politics.
Yeah, from politics. They have to be separated from politics because they have to be free to be able to do their job without any pressure. And that is something that we really need to think of as a policy, as for a long-term thing. Other than that, I think, you know, just the amount of money that a policeman earns or a constable earns, I really feel that they should be paid more. If we want really high-quality service from the police force, then two, three things are very basic. One, we need to remove them from politics. Two, we need to pay them well so that they don't need to do anything, you know,
under the table.
They should never need to do that. And three, we need enough of them. A city like Mumbai has got 50,000 policemen, and it is so hugely populated. It's impossible to, you know, look after the law and order or the crime in such a big city with just 50,000 policemen. So the number of policemen need to increase. The funding for police stations, when I did my research, I realized that every police station told me the money we get for petrol and stationery for the month doesn't even last us 1 week.
No,
so how do they run the police station?
In fact,
one, you'll be surprised, one policeman told me that, you know, I don't like finding dead bodies which are unclaimed. I said, why? I mean, it's a very strange thing to hear. Yeah. He said, because when I find a body which is not claimed, then I have to pay for everything. So I pay some 200-300 rupees to the fisherman to go and get the body out of the water. Mm. Then I pay the guy, the doctor who does the postmortem. Then I pay for the last rites, either to burial or to burn the body. And all that money I have to spend from my pocket. He's a constable. So I said, but you're not supposed to spend the money. What about your police station? Don't. So he said, nahin, boss bolta, tumko body mili, tum paisa do. It's a shocking story.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. So I said, I mean, how does a policeman operate then, you know?
No, and I think, Rani, you played a policeman's wife. And recently, of course, when you see the bravery of the 26/11, the policeman who died, the constable who actually cornered Kasab, what did you find about the families and the bravery, really, of the people who are around the policeman, in a sense?
I think, like, in a very objective way, I think I'd like to say that the wives or the women in the house are actually the strong ones. We actually always think about the men being strong, but I think the strength that they get is from the wife.
No, the widows of those police officers.
Absolutely, and the kind of dignity they show in terms of, you know, when their husbands are in job or their sons are in job, I think that is tremendous, because you really need to have a strengthened heart, or you have to be really strong to be able to deal with like your husband or your son. Going every day out there and being in, you know, situations which we as normal citizens or normal people would not like to be in situations like that, and they have to be right there in the middle of all that. So yeah, they have to have a really strong heart.
We're going to go across some other questions now. Let's hear these questions from Hyderabad.
My question is addressed to Kareena Kapoor. We hear that evolution of every actor is important, and we even know this. But do you think that fearing success, many actors and actresses in the industry fail to try different genres of movies?
My question is to Rani Mukherjee. What motivated you to work in films like Aya and No One Killed Jessica?
Well, I think the roles that are written for actresses also are quite limited. Now, of course, in the last couple of years, I think they've improved. Earlier on in the 60s also, I think there were pretty good roles. Then I think the 80s and the 90s actually corrupted the roles for actresses, is what I personally believe. But then, of course, it's also the, you know, I don't know if it's the right word to use, the word risk.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I can't think of anything else. And at least I've not been afraid of taking risks.
I know you experimented with most of your movies.
Refugee or Chameli or Dev. I don't think success or failure should be taken too seriously. You know, our job is to act and to just try to, you know, grab the best that is offered to us and choose the right roles.
Are you disappointed in films which are almost heroine films, like Heroine was for you? When films are that flop, because surely you've invested a lot more in that in terms of your time, your energies, when you would in a film where you're, you know, you're a heroine with a hero like maybe Aamir or Shah Rukh or Salman. So, you know, so in that,
I mean,
in that sense, you need to do harder work.
It wasn't like, you know, obviously like a 60-70 crore movie, what they probably expected it to be.
Mm. So does that disappoint you in a different way?
I don't know if it disappoints me, but the fact is that I just wanted to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically what you really want to do at the end of the day. And I don't think you can hide behind the curtain constantly, you know, saying that I should just do this kind of movie because ye to masala film hai, this toh is definitely going to do well. I mean, of course, I have to do that also. But I also enjoy doing performance-oriented roles, and I wanted to work with Madhur. So no matter what, I mean, I'm still proud of all my films, whether they're, you know, Three Idiots or Heroine. It's all part of my filmography, you know.
Rani, why did you choose films like Aya, No One Killed Jessica, different films in a sense? So is it because the truth is that often it depends on what kind of movies are offered to heroines? They're often heroines with the flavor of the month or the flavor of the year, and the directors will go there. And often the choice gets narrower for certain at certain times.
That's also one aspect. And the other aspect is that I've always tried to do something that has always made me really want to do a particular role, in terms of if I'm excited as an actor to take up a particular role which challenges me enough, because after working for so many years, I think always like my talash is to find a good role or a good script, because I would get bored myself trying to play similar roles in my movies. So I think because of that streak in me that I would like to do something as exciting or different, and both Aya and No One Killed Jessica and also Talash, I think if you see all the three films and if you put all the three different characters of mine, you'll see all looking different. Mm-hmm. And they are something that have got me excited as an actor, and I like to be part of films like that. So when I do a Black or a Yuva or a Hey Ram, I think what really excites me is the role and also the challenge that comes with the roles of being of being real and of being one of the girls who would probably a modern Indian woman who girls in India would, you know, relate to.
So the Hindi film industry is much nicer to our heroes than heroines. I mean, it's always assumed that the heroine has a shelf life but the hero doesn't. I told Amit that you get older but your heroines get younger. That doesn't happen the other way around.
It does. I did work with Shahid, who is younger to me. And I did work with Prithvi in my last film, who is again younger than me. So
Karina, do you think that's true, what I just said?
I think you're as old as you look, male or female. It has to be that way. I mean, it's working for the males like that.
Yeah,
so let's put it that it works for the females also now. That's all I can hope for.
So let's go across to Bangalore, where we got our next questions from.
From where did you get the inspiration of starting such a great venture, Satyamev Jayate? And we also heard that you did all the research for Satyamev Jayate. So how did that made an impact on your personal life?
Many awareness campaigns come and die. How do you plan to keep the impact of Satyamev Jayate alive in the minds of the people?
Yeah. Satyamev Jayate, the impact, of course, the recent sad incident where one young man who was supposed to appear on your show was killed. Do you think the impact, I mean, Time magazine described you as an actor who can change a nation. Are you happy with the impact it had 6 months down the line?
Yeah, I think I am. I think the show had a huge impact. I think it went beyond what our expectations were. Me and my team were hoping that this is the kind of response it would have, but I think it went beyond that. It really struck a chord across the country and with people, urban, rural, everywhere. So I'm really happy with the way the show was received. Why did I do the show? I guess because I just felt like doing it. It was something that was playing in my mind for a while, and I just felt that I'm fortunate enough to be in a position, and I'd like to make good use of it, and I'd like to make good use of myself on a strong platform like television and see if we can use that in any good way. It's been a really huge learning experience for me, and I think one of the biggest learnings for me through the show is that as a society, one of my biggest realizations is that as a society, if we really want things to change in a very dramatic manner, then one of the root causes which is responsible for a lot of problems in society is our attitude towards women and our attitude towards the girl child. We are a very patriarchal society, and right from the time that a child is conceived, you know, a lot of us decide not to have a girl child. So first we want to kill the girl child. If we don't want to kill the girl child and we allow it to be born, then we don't feed it as much as we feed the boy child. We don't educate it as much as we educate the boy child. We don't spend as much on medical expenditures on the girl child. So on every level we are unfair to the girl. And then we don't want her to take decisions by herself. We want to decide for her who she should marry, you know, what she should study, what time she should return home. So as a human being, so this kind of thinking, if we want our country to really progress and do well, we have to allow the woman to be empowered and to be as strong as she actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we do that, we will not be the superpower that we dream of being. We'll never be able to reach there, because in every family, it is the woman who is the center of the family. The nucleus of the family is the woman. If she is not strong, mentally, physically and emotionally, the family is not going to be strong. And if your family is not strong, your nation is not going to be strong.
and you're flanked by two strong women sitting by your side. But just to say, Amir, I think what interested so many, because of course you've had journalists reporting about this, you've had politicians talking, was that a star or an actor actually put his star power where it really mattered behind issues like this. You're now also the ambassador to fight malnutrition in India. Kareena Rani, when someone like Aamir Khan does that, many say that often that, you know, actors and actresses are selfish lot. They stay in their own bubble and Bollywood is their world. Do you think others should break out of that world perhaps and look at the rest of India? What do you think? Or do people think, oh, this is Aamir and he'll do that, but it's not for us? What do you think, Kareena?
I think it's a very individual decision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely amazing that someone like Aamir, because he has that voice. Like you said, Time magazine said he is an actor that can change the nation. And people of our nation have shown him that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that he has done that. But obviously it's a very personal and a very individual decision. So for
you, have to be happy about what you do.
What you do. And you have to believe in what you do. So that's something that is each one's belief. So I wouldn't want to talk on anyone else's behalf.
Why do most actors stay away from issues like politics? I mean, there's lots of criticism that, you know, that sometimes actors tend to go to certain politicians because their movies are releasing, or they're fearful, or the actors feel they're soft targets. Do you think that's true, that often because you're a star, you get targeted as well?
Well, movies are soft targets because the shelf life of a movie is very short.
Mm-hmm.
If in the release week you disrupt the screening of a film and people can't go to see it, or if you create fear in people's minds that if you go to see this film, there will be attacks in the theater, mm-hmm. etc., you can damage the film irreparably. So yes, films are soft targets, and yes, they're often used by political parties to leverage their own
mm-hmm.
Agendas and various issues that they want to throw forward. That's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate that that happens. But I guess, you know, in life you're sometimes faced with unfortunate things and you have to deal with it the best you can.
Mm-hmm. Here, actors tend to stay away from politics completely, whereas when you see President Obama's campaign, they're very clear. Actors will make their choices clear. This is who we think is good for the country. Here, actors tend to stay away from politics.
Well, can I just say something on that? You have to understand that if you're comparing actors in America who come forward and speak about their support to political parties, you have to also understand one more thing. In America, political parties have agendas. I don't see any political party telling me what they're going to do when they win an election. So there is no debate over here. Why should I vote for a particular person? So first of all, I think in India we need to really rethink about our political scenario. What is a person? Why does he want to be in power? What does he have in mind? That when I come into power, this is what I'm going to do for healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to concentrate on healthcare. I would like to concentrate on education, whatever my issues are.
Yes.
This is what I want to concentrate on, and this is how I'm going to solve the problem. This is the problem that as I see it, and this is the three things I'm going to do to sort this out.
Mm-hmm.
If I can hear that, then I can decide who to support.
You supported Anna Hazare and Arvind Kejriwal. So now are you supporting the Aam Aadmi Party?
No. I actually never supported Arvind or Mr. Hazare. I actually was supporting the concept that India should have a strong law against corruption. That is what I was supporting. It doesn't matter who was asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
And along with me, I mean, I was not the only one supporting that. There were thousands of Indians who, you know, who wanted that. And still do. And all of us still want a strong law against corruption.
Sure.
And we are hoping that that happens. We are waiting for that. Mm-hmm. We are looking to our politicians who we have elected to make sure that they come out of the law which is strong against corruption, and this is what we expect of them.
But let's just go across to questions from Mumbai. Let's just hear what they have to ask.
Hi, Amir. I'm Chinmoy. This is about the Bulandshahr case. You worked very closely on it and you've done a lot for it. So I just wanted to know, what more do you want to do, and also what do you expect would come out of it?
I want to say that when we heard about Abdul being murdered, it was extremely disturbing for all of us. Extremely disturbing. And since that day, I've been thinking often, this thought keeps coming back to me, that I wish we had included his story, his and Mehbis' story on our show. Because maybe if we had included the story, then the people who've done this might have hesitated before doing something like this, because then it would have been out in the public eye. They may have not mm-hmm. taken this step. So that thought keeps coming back to me. But I guess we would never know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hypothetical thinking now. But what has happened is extremely sad and very, very tragic. And And this is why we've done the show. I mean, this is the whole purpose of doing the show on that topic, was that we felt that this is something that's been happening and we would like it to stop, and we would like to sensitize people towards this issue. What I have done on that is that I've spoken to a lot of officials and people who I believe can help in this matter, and I've been assured by the police there that the people who are responsible for this killing will be brought to book and will be arrested, and you know, criminal proceedings will be taken against them, and that Mehbis will be provided protection. I believe she has been provided protection since then.
I'm actually going to throw open some questions from the audience now. I've been waiting to ask questions. You had a question. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I have a question. Just now you said that the police is inquiring and will take some action against what happened in Bulandshahr. So don't you think if you fight an election, then if probably you will win. Obviously, you will win because you have the support from the citizens of India, I mean, across the world and everywhere. So when you will get the power in your hand, you can utilize it and, you know.
Yeah, about me in particular.
Yes, sir. You can fight elections and, you know, take the power in your hand, and obviously you can do it for the good cause. What would you like to say on that?
Well, you know, I don't think I don't think politics is for me. And, you know, you have to be happy in what you're doing. I'm very happy in the space that I'm in of an entertainer. And I think that I'm able to contribute a lot towards society from where I am. I'm not sure I'll be as effective as a politician, because I'm not a politician, you know, that's not me. And it's not just about me winning one election, because if you want to be in a position of strength, you have to have a political party. You have to win a majority of seats in the Lok Sabha before you can actually form a government. And all of that is just quite beyond my capabilities, I believe. But what I want to say is that I feel I can contribute a lot from where I am and with my work as an actor. And I think that I believe that the responsibility of an entertainer doesn't stop merely at entertaining people. I believe that the contribution of an entertainer to society is to bring grace to society, is to build the social fabric of a society, it's to make people think about things, question things, shed light on matters, hopefully bring values to people's lives. So these are the responsibilities, and this is a big responsibility, and I think that all of us can contribute in a big way in that.
Okay, and there's some quick questions for Kareena and Rana. Let's just hear those.
Hi, this is a question for Kareena. Do you think that, you know, after marriages, especially for actresses, the careers are on the decline? So do you think that could happen to you as well?
Hi, this is a question for Kareena and Rani both. How does it feel to work with all the Khans in the industry?
And of course, married to a Khan also. So I think...
Why do... See, this is the thinking I'm talking about.
No, you have to let her answer.
Can I
answer?
Because I've been answering this all...
See, this is the thinking that I'm talking about. This is very patriarchal thinking. Okay, when a girl gets married, it's all over for her. You know, and it makes me sad to hear a question like this.
But
and this is a young boy who's asking that question.
No, but I have to say that...
You know, I mean, it's a silly question.
I have to say that in media, women get paid the same, while Bollywood actresses get paid the same as Bollywood actors.
You know, in Bollywood...
Kareena, do you agree with me?
Absolutely.
Rani?
There is that any kind. I'm all there with you, Sonia, right now.
Now we're ganging up on you, Amit.
No, please do.
Society has to change the way they think.
No, please do. I have a very good answer for that, actually. In films, the fact of the...
Equally, in fact.
See, in films, the fact of the matter is that... Your fee is connected to your ability to fill the theatre. Now, yes, heroines work very hard, but so do cameramen, so do the light boys on the set. All of us should be paid equally.
Now, I'm not comparing the heroine with the light boy.
No. I'm comparing the heroine and the light boy and myself.
Okay.
The same. So
okay.
I'm not saying heroine and light boy. I'm saying all of us are working hard. I'm working hard, so is the light boy. Why is he paid differently from me? It's not because he's a man or a woman. You're confusing the issue there. The reason why you're paid differently in cinema is because the market forces understand that you're able to bring that much money back into a film. So if I am paid 10 rupees, it's because I can bring back that money and more. If I am paid 5 rupees, if Rani can fill in more seats than I can, 101% she'll be paid more than me. The market forces will make sure that she gets paid more than I do. So it's got nothing to do with your sex as a female or a male. It is your ability to pull people in. There was a time when Saleem Javed were the highest paid people. They used to get paid more than the actors. they pulled the crowd in.
Do you agree, Kareena,
so,
Rani?
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes, I absolutely agree, because I think this is the only logic actually.
In cinema, this is the only logic. This is one field where corruption doesn't work. I cannot bribe the audience and say, come and see my film, I'll give you money.
The it doesn't matter who your dad is.
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter who recommends you. I can recommend to you anything. Mm-hmm. So this is one field where recommendations don't work, where connections don't work, where bribing doesn't work. It either works or it doesn't work, and you have no control over it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't bribe my way to success. I can't get someone to recommend me and I'll be successful. None of this works. And there have been a lot of cases of women who have been very big stars, not only in India but even abroad, and they are paid much higher than other male actors.
Mm-hmm.
So the is money you get paid is only related, unfortunately, to market forces.
I have someone else to ask you a question. I think he may be a surprise. Let's just see who's next to ask a question.
Seth?
No.
Seth?
No. No, not Seth.
Be asking me any
Salman?
Questions.
Oh! This is my film promotion. Talash ka dark me hona chahiye. Fader down. Fader down, please.
Oh.
Ab badhiya hai. Arre yaar. कुछ भी नहीं है ठीक आई हैव बीन सर्चिंग फॉर मेनी वीक्स कहीं नहीं मिल रहा है मुझे कुछ भी खास जिसकी है मुझे तलाश जितनी भी मिली स्क्रिप्ट डायरेक्टर्स इवन मेकअप आर्टिस्ट सब है बकवास ओ आइला ना जाने कब खत्म होगी मेरी ये तलाश लाइफ में कहीं भी नहीं मिल रहा कोई भी एक्शन जस्ट बिकॉज आई एम सर्चिंग फॉर परफेक्शन अरे आई लाफ लगता है मिल गया मुझे वो बंदा जिसमें है परफेक्शन और है जान ओ माय गॉड ये तो आमिर खान अरे नहीं लेकिन यार ये तो जरा डिफरेंट दिख रहा है ये मेरी रिक्वायरमेंट्स को नहीं करता है अरे करता है लैक क्योंकि इसके तो नहीं दिख रहे हैं सिक्स पैक कांगे इसकी आंखों से तो आंसू भी नहीं बहते सत्यमेव जयते यार मुझे क्लीन शेवन नहीं चाहिए था इसकी होनी चाहिए मुस्टैश लेकिन कोई बात नहीं अब कोई ऑप्शन नहीं है इसी पे करना पड़ेगा मुझे विश्वास चलो अब खत्म हो गई मेरी तलाश तालियां फ्रेंड्स मैं बस इतना बोलना चाहता हूं कि योर कॉल पे एक आमिर की तलाश में दो दो आमिर सामने आते हैं लेकिन जब दो दो आमिर सामने आते हैं तो क्या आप उसके लिए तैयार हैं
I really enjoy this Gustav Ki Maaf. I always watch it.
It's good. We're nearly at the end of the show, so I just want to play a montage before we go. Let's just have a look at that.
Hey, kya bolti tu?
Zubidubi, zubidubi, bum, para, zubidubi, para, bum. Zubidubi, zubidubi, not take you for the stupid man. Hey, kya main bolu?
Sun.
Suna.
Aati kya khandala?
Zubidubi, zubidubi, bum, para, zubidubi, para, bum. Zubi dubi, zubi dubi, na check you, pagal stupid man.
Arey kya karu? Aage main khandala.
Ghumenge, phirenge, naachenge, gaayenge, aish karenge aur kya?
One thing I'd ask just after watching the songs and that camaraderie, how was it for the three of you together? Because again, maybe in outside views, they say that actors and actresses can never be friends. Is that true? I mean, two actors can't be friends and two actresses can't be friends.
No, that's not true.
That's not true?
That's not true. I mean, I'm friends with a lot of actors. And it was really fun working with both of them. With
but you mean friends with actresses, but with actors?
No, with actors. Anil is a close friend. Jackie is a close friend. Salman. So many actors I'm really friendly, even close to here.
Mm-hmm. Kareena, is it possible for two actresses to be friends?
I think that two actors who... or actresses who respect each other, I think they can be friends. Like, I mean, I think Rani and me, we shot together a decade ago in Mujhse Dosti Karoge.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since the first time I saw, exactly. I mean, it's just been wonderful ever since the first time we met on the set.
I'm gonna be